Northern Ireland. By Tony McMullen. The Northern Ireland Assembly Commission is to host an older person's parliament in the autumn. I have been invited to join the preparatory committee that will help draft the structure, decide its content, and consider what happens afterwards to the many likely issues that will be raised. There will be a range of colleagues from other pensioner/older persons organisations on the committee. For the CSPA, I will advance the following issues: health, hospital waiting lists and GP accessibility, travel and transport issues, with a low level of public transport services outside major towns and cities. Work and education opportunities for those who need them, loneliness and isolation. There is no strategy to deal with this within our current government. Poverty. The draft Northern Ireland Executive Anti-Poverty Strategy did not offer any additional resources. Digital exclusion and safety. Many older people who are not IT savvy feel excluded by today's world, in which nearly every transaction is online, and they feel particularly targeted by scammers, housing and support. Most older people don't want to go into institutional care, but for many there is no alternative. More pensioner villages where older people can live largely independently are a must. Rights of older people. It is intolerable that discrimination against older people around goods and services is lawful, yet has been outlawed in England, Scotland, Wales and the Republic of Ireland. Domestic violence against older people is dramatically rising and takes many forms: emotional, financial, physical, and physiological. The topics I will be suggesting for consideration include the following. Many older people find the 8 a.m./8:30 a.m. struggle to get through to a GP exhausting and demoralizing, especially when finally getting through and being told all appointments have gone and to try again the next day. Public transport needs to better address the concerns of older people. It's not good enough to give a free rail/bus pass. There should be an older person's transport plan looking at rural routes, sheltered bus stops with seats, well set out timetables at bus stops would be great. Rather than the tiny text even younger people find hard to read. Work and education. Many older people do not know how to access these. While many retirees do not want to go back to work under any circumstances, others find it either financially essential or want to work as a volunteer. Issues to be looked at include access to work or training courses. Some venues might not be fully accessible for older people with disabilities. Should there be free or at least discounted rates for education for older people? Loneliness strategy. Northern Ireland desperately needs this. Many older people live at home on their own after the loss of a lifelong husband or wife, and many in residential care never get a single visitor, rates relief. Older people living on their own can access a lone pensioner allowance that gives a 20% discount off their annual rates bill. Why not put that up to 30%? Winter fuel payment. If it is to be capped at £35,000, it needs to be annually updated, or it will lose value over time. Digital exclusion and safety. There need to be free digital skills courses, delivered in communities. Housing. Planners need to listen to older people's priorities. Another issue that is much talked about but is not one for the older people's parliament is the question of government support to citizens during the Middle East crisis in March/April. While the Labour government has made the decision to allocate £53 million to people struggling to cope with the rapidly escalating costs of home heating oil, this was rather tame compared with our near neighbours offering to their citizens in the Republic of Ireland. The UK government granted £53 million to its 69.1 million population, £17 million of which was allocated to the 1.9 million people living in Northern Ireland. The Irish government allocated £203 million to its 5.6 million population. Article ends.